we accept the fact that 90% of the Islamic community here in Australia is appalled by what happens all of the time. But are they doing enough? I mean, they're the ones producing these radicalised young men who are wanting to go off and either stage these acts here or overseas. Are they doing enough to counter the ISIL propaganda?
Look, there are some extremely serious, thoughtful, and well-credentialed Islamic imams in this country who are doing everything that they can. We announced middle of last year, the federal government, that we would be putting X million dollars into de-radicalisation strategies. There is still really no concrete manifestation of that, and a number of these imams are saying to the Attorney General, George Brandon,
Where is it?
What's going on?
Yep.
Dr. Jamal Rafi, one of the most amazing Islamic scholars in this country, has actually said, look, we've got to have a good think about the people who have been over there. They're not all coming back and going to be terrorists. Some of them, of course, youth that have basically been seduced by the idea of adventure and doing something for their community. They get there and they see this horror and they want out. We need to be looking at them and using some of them as messengers to the community to actually cut through the rubbish and explain to the community, this is what this death cult is doing over there. Nothing noble, nothing glorious, just evil, pure evil. And that's the type of de-radicalisation program we need to
We do. In. Neil, I suspect we'll talk a bit more on this. Thank you so much for your time today.
No worries.
Thank you. Neil Fergus, who really does know his stuff on this, and it's a good point he raises. That community is really the hope we have. Because in the end, they're the ones that are going to be making the phone calls to say someone's been saying things to identify these people.
What he's talking about there is very similar to what they've used in high schools, isn't it? Where you take prisoners out of their prison and they go and lecture kids about the evils of whatever it was, drugs or robbery.
It ain't what it's being sold to you as. Someone ought to be going around doing that. But Brandis is... Where's the money that they promised for these de-radicalisation programs? What's Brandis been doing?
Well, because you need some intellectual power behind a program like that.
Well, I think Brandis... Hello. Well, we just mentioned Brandis, so I guess we've got our answer.